Minor league baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the nine-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Swing and a sky-high fly ball, deep left field, and it is gone!
Every pitch.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 6.
Every hit.
Can Jones be the hero? He can! Flying through the left side for a base hit. In to score Waddell.
Every moment.
7-7 game, the 2-1. Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right center field. It is gone! For the second time tonight, the Red Sox with a grand slam.
On MILB TV and MILB.com, this is Salem Red Sox Baseball. It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now, let's head out to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Carter Hill.
And with that, we say welcome. High above Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark, the Red Sox are on the air. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you, whether you're listening on the MILB app or MILB.com, or if you're joining us on MILB TV or the Bally Sports Live app, we appreciate you choosing to spend your Sunday afternoon with us. Well, I'll tell you what, it is hot, a scorcher, 92 degrees right now, the most humid day of the summer up to this point, and we gear up for game 6 out of 6, the finale of a 12-game homestand here in Salem, and the Fredericksburg Nationals are in town for one more afternoon this series against the Salem Red Sox. Well, up to this point, the Fred Nats hold a 3-2 lead in the series. Red Sox looking to salvage a split this afternoon. It marks the first time in 3 weeks, now into a fourth, that the Red Sox will not win a series. They had won 3 consecutive, taking you back to the Down East Wood Ducks being in town 3 weeks back, then on the road at Fayetteville, and then again last week against Augusta. The Red Sox were red hot heading into this series and heading into the first chunk of the second half, first full week of the second half against Fredericksburg, and the Fred Nats have sort of neutralized the Sox just a little bit. Fredericksburg comes in amidst a 3-way tie atop the Carolina League North with a 5-3 record in the second half. The Red Sox on the other side, they are currently tied with Lynchburg for second. They sit a game back at 4-4. Red Sox are also 18-20 at home this year after 3 losses this week to Fredericksburg. They came into the series above 500 at home, and Fredericksburg again has sort of neutralized that. The Red Sox are 20-16, though, on the road. That's where a good chunk of their winning comes from. And it also helps that when you take a look at interleague play, now the Sox have played 11 more games than the Nationals against the Carolina League South. The Sox are 22-13 against the South Division. Fredericksburg is 11-13. We got some chaos amidst the Carolina League North. Remember yesterday, it's so early, but we had a 5-way tie for first. Now you have yourself a 3-way tie with Salem and Lynchburg dropping each to 4-4 respectively, and Down East at the bottom at 3-5. But the chaos continues today, and the Red Sox really could use a win in order to salvage a split. It's one thing to split at home. It's another thing to lose the series at home, and that is what is at hand this afternoon. A little bit of a tease. The lineup looks a little bit different today for the Salem Sox. A lot to unpack there. Fredericksburg on the other side, they've been hitting the ball well. 4 home runs yesterday. They went back to back to back in the 5th inning with solo blasts off the barrel of Elijah Green, Brandon Pimentel, and Royce Marquintana. That dangerous 2-3-4 heart of the order for the Fred Nats a night ago. And then Elijah Green in his next at-bat in the 7th inning, he went yard the opposite way for the second time in the ballgame. All of a sudden, the 6th best prospect in the Nationals organization woke up in a big way, and the Fred Nats were able to win it yesterday in Salem in pretty dominant fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was a big series setter, if you will. You know, yeah, you're tied at 2 going into last night's game. They split the first 4 games, and a tone setter, if you will, takes place last night. You know, the Fredericksburg Nationals were coming to a place where a team plays at, like, to your point, that had not lost a series in the month of June. And yesterday didn't really go as planned for the Salem Red Sox. You know, to your point, it was a close one throughout, but at the same time, Fredericksburg really felt like they controlled the pace of the game. They got 2 in the top of the first inning, and even though Salem would tie the game up, when the fifth inning rolled around, and to your point, the Rednecks went back to back to back. That was, I don't want to say all she wrote, because we were only in the fifth inning, and it was a three-run game. But at the same time, that's a tough pill to swallow as a whole. And when Brandon Pimentel, and actually I should start with Elijah Green, Brandon Pimentel, and Royce Marquintana all go back to back to back, that was pretty big time for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Now, even though Elijah Green also homered later in the contest for a second homer of the series, Salem did battle back just a little bit. They got an RBI ground out of Andy Lugo, Nellie Taylor an RBI single. The problem was Nizan Zanatello got thrown out of the plate on that play.
Right.
And that was a big momentum swing, too, because he had second and third, two down, down three runs. Nellie Taylor laces the ball to right center. It's down for a base hit. A run scores, and then Zanatello is thrown out at the plate. It's still a two-run game, but the Frednats, like they have all series long, the back end of the bullpen really shut Salem down, and that was a big credit to Moses Diaz and Samuel Vasquez. Vasquez picks up his fourth save of the season, and Diaz goes an inning of two and two-thirds of shutout ball. So, yeah, overall, just a tough one for the Red Sox, but, you know, a new opportunity today. And, you know, you mentioned the Red Sox are not going to win this series, but, you know, if you can split it to start the first full six-game set of the second half of play before you hit the road for Lynchburg, I think they're going to be in pretty solid position going forward. And after losing three of the first five, if you can find a way to win today on Sunday, that's a lot of momentum going forward as you hit the road to the Hill City.
Well, we got an autograph signing with a poster in store this afternoon after the ball game. Brooks Brannan, he's got his signature poster.
Yes.
You can find him on the concourse after the ball game, giving signatures. And Carter, 21st best prospect in the Red Sox organization. That's a signature to hold on to. He's been dynamite, hitting above 300 now at the tail end of his fourth week at the single-A level in 2024.
Yeah, he's been really, really good and has sat twice this week, had the day off yesterday. But, you know, I think a lot of people have a lot of high hopes for Brooks Brannan. You know, a former ninth-round pick 2 years ago in 2022. And, you know, a 20-year-old out of Greensboro, North Carolina, comes back to Salem after being on the injury list the first two months of the season. And so far, throughout this year, in just as to your point, fourth week at single A, hitting 350, two homers, eight RBIs. 68 Bs, he's 21 for 60 and appeared in 15 games. So, I think Brooks Brannan is a nice little spark in the middle of this Red Sox order and can play behind the plate, can play first base. He's somebody that I think is, I don't want to say a sleeper in the system because he is in the top 30, but with his raw power and his athleticism for the position he plays, I could see a world in which Brooks Brannan is a very impactful big league player and also just a very charismatic personality to be around, too. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what he does here this evening. Don't want to tease too much, but he's in an interesting spot in the lineup, so hopefully he can continue what he started here in Salem. And I don't know, it should be a pretty fun one here on this Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it is hot, Carter.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and take a look at this weather forecast because we had rain in the forecast. It looks like that has since cleared up, and we're going to be all right to get this thing in. Now, you got thunderstorms, 55% chance at 3 p.m., then again, 40% chance at 5 p.m., a large window at 4 p.m., and again, 55 and 40. I mean, a lot of the time you're going to escape unfazed in that situation.
Yes. And we did have a little bit of rain in the forecast as of last night when I checked. But again, throughout the year, like, how fortunate have we been with the weather? Because typically this time of year in the summertime, anywhere around the country, you're going to get hit by storms. And we did the other night. Luckily, it was right after the game, though. It was a rough drive home with the pouring down rain. But we've only had one delay here in Salem all year long. One delay, and it was
crazy.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes. The Red Sox have only been in two delays the whole year. The one was here. The other one was about an hour and a half delay down in Columbia back in May. So, been very, very fortunate with the weather. It has been a toasty summer for Southwest Virginia. But no rain, and it looks like, knock on wood, we should avoid that in the forecast here this afternoon, and hopefully we do, because that means we've not only gotten through the first 3 months of the season relatively unscathed, but gotten through a 12-game homestand unscathed in the middle of June, which is pretty much unheard of in the summertime.
Well, if you're sitting at home, you're pondering, hey, do I come on out to the ballpark for a Sunday matinee or do I not? Come on out. Join us. You can put an ear pod in and listen to the broadcast. Come on out to the yard because this team's going on the road for 2.5 weeks, and this is your last chance for really over a half a month to watch the Red Sox play here at home in Salem. With that being said, come on out and get a tan. UV index is at 6 right now, Carter. Perfect tanning. I will say, though, it's 90 degrees out. It feels like 96 due to the humidity. Get this. The dew point right now, 72 degrees. Carter, that is in the listing above muggy, above humid. They call that tropical.
See,
it is tropical. This is Florida weather.
Now you're using terms above my pay grade.
Fair enough.
UV index?
It just means – the only reason I know that is because the lady friend back home is a big fan of tanning.
You know, I have heard the term be used by Miss Groff herself. But no, I – yeah, those terms are above my head, no doubt about that. But
well, so to explain it, the dew point is when dew would appear on the grass at a certain temperature. It could be 72 degrees right now and you would have dew.
Okay, okay. Feels like 96 is toasty.
That means it's very humid is the point.
It's sticky outside. It's sticky, no doubt about that. Very, very sticky here in Salem. But, hey, still, though.
Come on
out. It's never a bad day for baseball here in Salem. So if you're local in the area, stop by and see some Red Sox baseball. Because to your point, 19 days in between today, the last home game before the All-Star break, and the next home game after the All-Star break. With the Salem Bear coming in town, gets a little difficult to host games here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. So the team's on the road for 2.5 weeks, so last opportunity before they hit the road.
I'm going to miss you, brother, but first we got one more in store. We're just about 14 minutes away from first pitch here, and Salem will step aside back in 2 minutes. Our pregame coverage rolls on after this. It's the Fred Nats and the Red Sox one more time this week on MILB TV. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who Liam Carroll penciled in for today's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineup, here's Giovanni and Carter.
Our pregame coverage rolls on. High above Carilion Clinic Field here in Salem, it's a steamy, hot Sunday afternoon as the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox gear up for the finale of this six-game set. He's Carter Hill. Giovanni Heater. Carter, the Fred Nats with a 3-2 lead in the series. Sox looking to salvage a split. What's it going to take to get it done today?
I think timely hitting is the key piece.
Okay.
Because there has been a lot of traffic in this series. Not a lot of big-time base hits.
Sure.
I think it's a fair way to put it for the Salem Red Sox. So this is a key one today because, you do not want to go on the road having lost 4-6 at home to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Just when it feels like you've gained some momentum in the month of June and you have a pretty solid team in place. So got to win today. If you split the six-game set, I think you take that going on the road to Lynchburg and that's why it's so key here this afternoon.
All right, let's go ahead and take you through the starting lineups. First, though, our injury report. Look, no Yoan Cespedes in the lineup. He was penciled in to make his single-A debut on Tuesday in the series opener. We don't have a rhyme or reason. We really don't, folks. We're being completely honest with you. He is here, but he has not played this week. So you can do with that what you will. The Sox are ready to go on the road to Lynchburg. They'll be on the road for 2.5 weeks, so you'd have to think that he will make his single-A debut on the road. But again, we don't know much. We're just simply making an observation and food for your thought.
Yeah, it's tough because selfishly we would have loved to have seen him make his debut here in Salem.
I'm bummed, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have six opportunities and it just wasn't in the cards. But hopefully he does end up making his single-A debut on the road. You get a Lynchburg, get it down east. Then the All-Star break before the Red Nats come back to town for a three-game set. So I would assume he'll make his single-A debut on the road because it's obviously, if it is an injury, which I think it's fair to assume that it is, considering he's been out of the starting lineup all week long. If it is one, it's clearly not serious enough as of now to send him back down
sure.
to Florida. So hopefully he'll make his debut within the next week.
Maybe a hurt rather than
sure.
injury is the best way to put it. Let's go ahead and take you through tonight's starting lineup. First for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals. Carter, take it away.
Well, here is the starting nine for the visiting Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They come in at 40-34 overall, 5-3 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. And it's a different one today because two of the three guys that went back-to-back yesterday are not in the starting lineup here today. Leading off is the third baseman, Murphy Staley, on rehab from High A Wilmington. This is his fifth appearance of the series. He's played some third and played as the designated hitter. Speaking of the DH, today's designated hitter, Marcus Brown, backs him up in the two-hole. And then Armando Cruz, the 26th best prospect in the Nationals organization, plays short and will bat third. So 1-2-3 goes Staley, Brown, and Cruz. In the cleanup spot, who finished up the back-to-back-to-back homers yesterday, Royce Marquintana is the first baseman, and he bats fourth for the Fred Nats. And in the two-hole, or rather in the five-hole, the second baseman, Sammy Infante. The center fielder, Christian Vaquero, bats sixth, the ninth-best prospect in the Nationals organization. So it goes 4-5-6, Quintana, Infante, and Vaquero. Jose Colmenares is the starting catcher behind the dish. He is in the seven-hole for the Fredericksburg Nationals, and he's backed up by Nick Peoples, who plays right, and John McHenry, who bats ninth and will play left. So 7-9, Colmenares, Peoples and McHenry, 1-9, Staley, Brown, Cruz, Quintana, Infante, Vaquero, Colmenares, Peoples, and McHenry. So no Elijah Green and no Brandon Pimentel. Those were two of the three guys that went back-to-back-to-back yesterday. I think if you're a Nats fan, too, you're like, man, where's Elijah Green?
Sure.
Starting to get things going yesterday, hit two home runs and was 2-for-3 on the afternoon, but does get the day off today. On the bump, it's the right-hander, Brian Polanco, who actually makes his second start of the series. He started on Tuesday and now gets the start today. 5-2 record with a 3.28 ERA, his 14th appearance, ninth start of the season, 57 2/3 innings pitched, 44 strikeouts to 29 walks. And back on Tuesday, this is what he did against the Salem Red Sox. That was a 4-0 loss for the Fred Nats. He did take the loss in that one, but pitched fairly well. 5 innings of 2-run ball, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts, and a walk, but did yield a home run as well in that one. And that was, let's see, who did he give that one up to? That was Marvin Alcantara for his second homer of the season down the left field line. Well, it's going to be a good one. Fred Nats and Salem Red Sox, and that was the starting nine for the Fredericksburg Nationals here this afternoon.
Appreciate it, Carter. The mound visit has concluded between the two skippers, between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. And how about this? We're going to get the national anthem played by a young gentleman on the electric guitar.
Yes, I love it.
As a guitar player myself, I am hyped to see how this is.
Remember, we've had some good ones recently.
Oh, we have. Most of them vocal. I'm hyped to hear it on the electric axe. It looks like he's rocking out there with either a Squire Stratocaster or a Fender Stratocaster. I can't quite tell from up here.
Again,
but
above my pay grade.
I know you're not a guitar guy yourself, but looking forward to hearing this. Let's take you through the Salem Red Sox batting order this afternoon. And Carter kind of teased it. A little bit of a mix-up today. Throwing something different out there on a Sunday. And, hey, it's not necessarily if it's not broke, don't fix it, but the Sox have lost 3 out of 5 so far this week. Why not mix it up on a Sunday and see what sticks type of situation? So Brooks Brandon's going to lead things off today, which is certainly exciting to see. First single-A leadoff spot for Brooks Brandon in 2024. He's at the tail end of his fourth week at the single-A level this season. Remember, he was here for a hot second last year, got banged up, started this season on the 60-day IL, and ever since coming up, he's been tearing it up, hitting above 300. So far this month is Brooks Brandon. Nellie Taylor Jr. plays out in center field. He bats second. Marvin Alcantara, he's been a hot twig. He plays shortstop and bats third for the Sox. Fraley Encarnacion in the hot corner playing third base. He's your cleanup man this afternoon, followed by Nathaniel Uten in right field. He bats fifth. Andy Lugo, the lead leaguer in doubles with 21 on the season. He plays out in left field. He bats sixth. Framie De Leon plays on the right side of the middle of the infield. He plays second base and bats seventh. The designated hitter this afternoon on a Sunday, it's Big Al. Albert Feliz bats eighth. And Juan Montero rounds out the batting order. Another opportunity for him. Third ball game this week for Juan. He plays at first base and bats ninth. One more time through the Red Sox nine, it goes Brannon, Taylor Jr., Alcantara, Encarnacion, Uten, Lugo, De Leon, Feliz, and Montero. Well, folks, no surprise after hearing all of that, but no Antonio Anderson and no Nizan Zanatello, as well as no Stanley Tucker today.
Yes.
For the Red Sox. Remember, Tucker went 2-for-4 yesterday in the loss, and Anderson and Zanatello, you have not had a game where at least one of them has not been in the lineup since May 9th. It was a Thursday on the road at Columbia against the Fireflies of the South Division. The Red Sox won it that night 5-3. But Miguel Blaise and Jostingson Garcia were in that lineup. I mean, that just makes you think of how long ago that truly was. Feels like an eternity ago that we got to see Jostingson Garcia stand in the right side of the batter's box for the Sox. And I'll tell you what, they're not walking through the door this afternoon.
No, they're currently in the top of the third down in Greenville with the high A Greenville drive. Jostingson Garcia hasn't been here since the middle of May.
But he's hitting above 300.
Actually, he ended up departing the Salem Red Sox, I believe, the following week after that game. But, yeah, he's been tearing it up at the high A level. Miguel Blaise left for the high A level about 2.5 weeks ago at this point. Actually, I think it was 3 weeks to the day, because it was June 9th where he made his last appearance with the Salem Red Sox.
Had the big hit
against the Downey's Wood Ducks. So, yeah, no, that was a different time for the Salem Red Sox. I mean, we're going to go through that game a little bit later in the broadcast because, you know, I want to update. Like, we want to talk about Miguel Blaise and Jostingson Garcia because both are, particularly Garcia, are doing some good things down in Greenville. But that starting lineup, let's just say, was a little bit different that day for the Salem Red Sox. Two guys in the lineup that are not even currently here right now. Well, if you count Miguel Blaise and Jostingson Garcia, four guys in the starting lineup that are not currently here right now. So a different time, but, you know, they both get a day off today. And, you know, Liam Curro, I think, trying to get some of these guys off their feet. Brooks Brannon had 2 days off today, and now Antonio Anderson, 2 days off today, 2 days off this week. And now Antonio Anderson and Nizan Zanatello each get 2 days off this week as well. So I think Liam's doing something a little bit different, it appears like, kind of managing the load management as you head towards the All-Star break. But yeah, certainly important to note for sure as you start to head up to this 3:05 p.m. first pitch because, yeah, no Nizan, no Antonio Anderson, and it's been a while since we haven't seen either one.
Starting pitcher on the bump today for the Sox, number 15. The righty, 20-year-old out of Puerto Rico. Of course, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the lone pitching prospect. That's a top 30 in the Red Sox organization. He's number 20, according to MILB Pipeline. Owns a 2.74 earned run average. He's 2-3 on the season. He's started 11 games out of the 12 that he's appeared in, and he's dealt 59 strikeouts across 49 in a third innings this year. Plain and simple, Carter, ERC, one of the mainstays on the hill, an ace, if you will, for the Sox. And crazy to say they have multiple, but you really could argue that they have a couple.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we kind of talked about it a little bit in our pregame stand-up. We don't know anything, of course, but this team hits the road for 2.5 weeks. This could maybe, again, very just purely speculative.
This is just us.
Yes. This could be the last time we see Elmer Rodriguez Cruz pitch here in Salem. Has pitched in at least a game here in Salem for 3 years now, and he's pitched well enough and worked his way up the system where I would think with the draft looming as well, you would think he would be next in line to get the call to high A Greenville, maybe somebody like him or JoJo and Gracia. But yeah, very well could be the last time we see ERC here in Salem, and looking forward to see what he does here this afternoon.
All right, we're just about ready for first pitch between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Sox looking to salvage a split. Fredericksburg holds a 3-2 lead in this series before the Sox go on the road, including the All-Star break for the next 2.5 weeks. Sunday matinee in Salem is upon us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. For the call of today's game, here's Giovanna Heater and Carter Hill.
I'll tell you what, it's a shame that you guys just had to listen to some commercials because Jack Swank just tore up the national anthem on the electric guitar. Bravo, my friend, as we're set and ready for first pitch. Game 6 out of 6, the end of a 12-game homestand here in Salem between the Fredericksburg Nationals and your Salem Red Sox. Elmer Rodriguez, Cruz toeing the rubber to start this afternoon for the Sox and standing up to the mic for the last time for 2.5 weeks. Mr. Carter Hill, take it away.
Well, thank you, Mr. Giovanni here. Appreciate you there. Indeed, the Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem, as Zach Mackey likes to say. We'll talk about Zach Mackey in a little bit, who records our, in-between inning commercials.
Those are billboards.
Billboards, if you will. That's put together by my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater. But, yeah, indeed, beautiful day of baseball here in Salem. It is hot. It is humid. But all set and ready to go for Game 6 of 6. In the six-game set between the Fredericksburg Nationals, the single-A affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and your Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, the 20th best prospect in Boston system, toes the rubber. He is 2-3 on the season with a 2.74 ERA, 13th appearance, 12th start, 49 and a third innings pitched, 59 strikeouts to 21 walks. So ERC will try and at least make sure the Red Sox are in a good position to split the six-game set here this afternoon. Murphy Staley, the third baseman, will step in from the right side to lead us off. Staley, Brown, and Armando Cruz at the top of the order. First pitch winds and fires. He swings, lines it up the middle. It's down for a base hit. Leadoff single, Murphy Staley. And the Fred Nats are set up in the first.
Well, that'll get you going. First time we've seen that this week, a leadoff hit on the first pitch.
Brings up Marcus Brown, the designated hitter. So, yes, the Red Sox winners on Tuesday, 4-0. They lost on Wednesday, 4-2. Came back on Thursday and won 4-0. But since then, two victories for the Fred Nats. First pitch from the stretch. Misses high and outside. And the count starts at 1-0.
You go Big 12 to Big 12 here. Oklahoma State.
Ooh.
Marcus
one more
Brown,
day.
And then Staley on first.
One more day, though, Texas. In the Big 12.
Sure.
Joining the SEC tomorrow, 1-0 from the belt. He swings and tips it back to the screen. Evens up the count of 1-1.
When they were playing.
Absolutely,
it
yes.
It was both members of the Big 12. Oklahoma State will remain. Texas, though, that's another story. How wild is that going to be, making SEC baseball even more crazy?
1-1, winds and fires. He swings, dribbles it up the middle to his right, De Leon, and it's instead snared by Alcantara, who throws to first for out number one. Came all the way to the left side of the bag from his vantage point. And there's one down for Armando Cruz, the shortstop.
A nice play by Marv. Good communication at the middle of the infield between Alcantara and De Leon. Puts the runner in scoring position, though. Sorry, Carter.
Starting nine for the Fred Nats, 1-9. Staley Brown Cruz, Quintana Infante Vaquero, Colmenares Peoples, as the first pitch to Armando Cruz misses high and inside. And the count starts at 1-0. Colmenares Peoples and John McHenry, 7-8-9 in the order. The Red Sox had won three consecutive series, trying to split this one here this afternoon. 1-0. Taken just low and outside for a ball. They'll appeal to first, and he did not go. Moves the count to 2-0. Defensive alignment for the Red Sox, left to right in the infield. Freddy Encarnacion plays third. Marvin Alcantara is at short. Framy De Leon plays second. And Juan Montero is down at first. 2-0, he winds and fires. He swings, grounds it left side. Encarnacion on two hops, collects, throws to first. And there's out number two. Staley stays put, and there's two down for Quintana.
Well, welcome to the game, Encarnacion. Good play by him to just kind of double over to second, hold the runner at bay, and just has that internal clock. We talk about it. Now, Ant plays a nice third base, but Fraley plays a terrific hot corner as well.
Here's Quintana from the right side. 251 on the season, four homers and 29 ribbies. First pitch from ERC, rocks and fires. He swings, chops it left side, charging Alcantara, gloves, throws across to first, and it's in time for out number three. Well, after the leadoff single, ERC wiggles in and out of the jam, and we move to the home half of the first in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available. From strike zone seats, field level, and upper level, we have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ballgame and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox. Alongside Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 1-2-3 in the Red Sox order. Brooks Brannon will lead off for the first time this year. Digging in from the right side. Brannon, Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara. First pitch, winds and fires. A breaking ball, call it a strike outside corner. And the count starts at nothing and one. Brooks tonight starting catcher. 350 start to his season in single A. 0-1 swings and rips it left side. Diving stop, Cruz gets to his feet, throws to first. And what a play for out number one.
Yeah, that was something. That was something, and it one-hopped into the mid of Quintana, and Brooks is fast. Brooks is not slow by any means. Now, is he as quick as some of the other guys on the roster? No, but that just goes to show how impressive that play was by Armando Cruz to get it there well in time.
Brings up Nelly Taylor from the left side. Today's starting center fielder. First pitch, rocks and fires. Breaking ball called a strike inside corner.
I don't know if anybody besides maybe Stanley Tucker, is faster than this guy. Scored from first on Saturday night.
On a Marvin Alcantara RBI single, 0-1. Breaking ball, outer half for a strike. Moves the count to nothing and two.
I'll say he was going. He was taken off from first anyways, but, man, to score from first on a single down the right field line that didn't get to the corner.
Is impressive.
That's insane.
0-2. Taken for strike three inside corner. They ring up Nelly Taylor, and quickly two down for Marvin Alcantara.
Just three pitches to Nelly.
Oh, by the way, pitcher on the bump for the Frednecks. Ryan Polanco making his ninth start of the season. He started the Tuesday game against the Red Sox, took the loss. Five innings, a two-run ball. First pitch to Marv. He swings and tips it foul, third base side. Count starts at nothing and one. Now he did yield a solo homer to this guy, Marvin Alcantara, back on Tuesday.
Only at this level, I guess throughout all the minors, though, could you see the same starter twice in a week?
Sure. 0-1. He swings and misses. Quickly 0-2.
I mean, in the postseasons, sure, well, for Major League
Now, it
baseball.
Is a six-game series, so if you go a typical five-man rotation like they do in the big leagues, that's how it shakes out. Salem does not do that, 0-2. Ooh, high and tight, did it clip him, and I believe it hit the barrel of his bat.
Yeah,
so it stays nothing at 2.
He's not selling it, so I don't think it hit him.
5-2 record for Polanco, a 3.28 ERA, 14th appearance of the season. 0-2, rocks and fires. He swings, chops it foul, third base side. Alcantara stays alive. 57 2/3 innings pitched. 44 strikeouts to 25 walks in 2024.
Sox got on him on Tuesday.
0-2, he swings and pops it up foul, first base side.
Now, it wasn't all him. Polanco, Denneberg threw that day, Diaz threw that day, who we've seen as well, and then
yes.
Rodriguez finished it off, but the Sox amassed 12 hits in total on Tuesday, part of a 4-0 win.
0-2, misses high and away, moves the count to 1-2. Freely Encarnacion is on deck, the starting third baseman. Alcantara, 228. Two homers and 30 ribbies. 1-2 from the belt. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right, trailing in Nick Peoples on the run to his left, and he makes the catch for out number three. Three up, three down go the Sox, and to the second we go in Salem. Scoreless between the Frednecks and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Frednecks and the Salem Red Sox in game six of this six-game set. 5-6-7 to go in the Frednecks order. Sammy Infante, Christian Vaquero, and Jose Colmenares, the starting catcher. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is back on the bump for his second inning of work, and he tossed a scoreless frame back in the first. Looks like Giovanni Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox. So thrilled you could join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. Here's Infante from the right side. Got the day off yesterday. First pitch as he winds and fires. He checks, swings it down the first baseline. Hit off the nub of his bat, and the count starts at nothing and one. Former second-round compensatory draft pick by the Washington Nationals in 2020. the COVID-shortened five-round MLB draft. 0-1, breaking ball misses low and away. Evens up the count at 1-1. By the way, we kind of started our defensive alignment for the Red Sox, but just to continue that point, 1-1, he swings, drubs it, third base side, charging Encarnacion, but it goes foul. 1-2. So Fraley's at third, Alcantara at short, De Leon's at second, and Juan Montero's down at first. In the outfield, Andy Lugo in left, Nelly Taylor Jr. is in center, and Daniel Yetien plays right. 1-2 from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, former fourth-round pick in 2021. Rocks and fires. High fastball, ring him up, strike three, outer half. And Infante didn't appreciate the call. Nonetheless, first K of the day, and there's one down.
Yeah, nice pitch by ERC. Able to just kind of freeze him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's the right call. It's well in there.
Here's Vaquero, switch hitter from the left side. First pitch, taken low and in. Count starts at 1-0. 1-for-3 yesterday for Christian Vaquero. A single and a walk for the ninth best prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. 1-0. Swing, get a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. Just 156 on the season. Two homers, 17 ribbies. But did have a big-time go-ahead single back on Wednesday. And a 4-2 win for the Fred Nats. 1-1. He swings and loses the bat all the way down the first base line. That's a foul ball on the bat, if you will, on the right side of the first base line.
Well, it just goes to show how humid it is out there.
Yeah, I mean, how sticky it can get.
Yeah.
Here's the straight play.
To hold on to the bat.
On MILB TV. Swing and a miss, and the bat went flying legitimately all the way down the first base line.
Is it Star Wars night? We got the R2-D2 sound effect.
Oh, the... I don't want to... Can't do that.
You don't want to become a meme?
Yeah. So Vaquero gets a new twig, and it sets up a big 1-2 pitch from Elmer Rodriguez Cruz.
It is hot. I am uncomfortably
warm. It is
warm. Very
hot.
It is disgusting.
But come out to the ballpark.
Please.
1-2. He swings, grounds it right side. Moving over De Leon. Scoops, throws to first, and there's out number two. Two up, two down. And here's Comanaris, the catcher.
Yeah, I sure hope nobody was driving over listening to us and turned the car around.
Well, you can see a little bit of rain out in the distance, too. Out towards right center by the mountains. There was a little bit in the forecast. Hopefully it does miss us here in the Roanoke Valley. Comanaris from the right side, just his third start of the series. First pitch, rocks and fires. Check swing, he went around. And the count starts at nothing and one.
We jumping in the pool after this?
I hope so.
You know there's a pool on the roof.
Old Marlins Park, 0-1. Wave and a miss, nothing and two. Did you get that joke?
Yeah.
They got the Clevelander. It's a nightclub out in left field. They got a pool in the ballpark. And then in Arizona, they have a pool out in right center field at Chase Field.
Don't the Rays have one, or is that a fish tank?
It's a stingray tank. 0-2. Okay. He swings, chops it, third base side. It trickles foul. And Colmenares stays alive.
So you might not want to get in there.
Well, so they used to be able to let you touch the stingrays. But after COVID, they said, no, you can't do it anymore. They put a net. It's over in right center field. They put a net over the tank so a stingray doesn't get drilled.
Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah, it's great. 0-2, just misses low and outside.
This could be a conversation for today. Best ballparks.
In baseball?
Yeah.
I'd be willing to get into that discussion.
Now, I don't have as much expertise as you do. You've been a traveler.
1-2, breaking ball, called strike three, inside corner. Right at the knees. Second strikeout for ERC. And the Fred Nats go 3-up, 3-down in the second. To the home half, we go in Salem. Scoreless between Fredericksburg and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fredericksburg Nationals and the Salem Red Sox in Game 6 of this six-game set. 4-5-6 to go in the Red Sox order. Freely Encarnacion, Nathaniel Yutzen, and Andy Lugo against Brian Polanco after his second inning of work. So far today for Polanco, he tossed a scoreless first, went 3-3 down, inducing two groundouts and a strikeout. First pitch to Fraley, Roxon fires, he swings and misses at the slider, and the count starts at nothing and one. Freely Encarnacion, playing at third base today, 263, two homers, 17 RBIs, 0-1, wave and a miss. Same pitch outside corner, and it's nothing and two. And with the left side of the infield being different today, no Antonio Anderson, no Nizan Zenitello, neither in the starting lineup for the first time since May 9th.
Crazy.
A 5-3 victory over the Columbia Fireflies down in South Carolina.
As we've said, Ant plays more than anybody else.
0-2, he swings and tips it foul, first base side.
Came into the series with 62 games played to lead all Red Sox. Marvin Alcantara right behind him. After four games this week, Ant has now played 66.
He swings and chops it left side, backing up Cruz. Gloves, throws across to first, and what a play for out number one. He plays a nice shortstop, Armando Cruz.
That's the second time we've seen him make a real nice play at short. He's been busy.
Brings up Nathaniel Yutzen with one down. All right, looking at that lineup back on May 9th, that was a Thursday. Now, Yasensen Garcia and Miguel Blaze were both in the starting nine. And to your point in the pregame, they're not showing up here today. First pitch, swing and a miss, nothing in one. They're up at high at Greenville. Yasensen is hitting so far during his time at the single, or the high A level rather. He's hitting 303 with the Greenville drive. Now, Miguel Blaze, a slower start at 130, 0-1. Misses low and outside, evens up the count at 1-1. So Yasensen is hitting 303. Miguel Blaze is at 130. He has, however, made some sparkling plays defensively out in center field. 1-1, he swings and chops it foul, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2. So those two guys are gone. Yasensen departed about a week after that game. Miguel Blaze left on June 9th, officially on June 10th, the following day. 1-2 from the bell, misses high and outside, evens up the count of 2-2. But this is the starting nine that day in Columbia. Leading off the right fielder, Miguel Blaze. Marvin Alcantara played short in the 2-hole. 2-2, he swings and tips it into the mitt of Colmenares, and there's strike three. Second K for Polanco, and there's two down for Andy Lugo. So Blaze, Alcantara, Nelly Taylor played left and batted third. And then in the cleanup spot was Yasensen Garcia. He went 1-for-4 that day. Fraley played third just like today in the 5-hole. He was 2-for-3 that afternoon. First pitch misses low and in. Count starts at 1-0. Nathaniel Tim was in the 6-hole as the designated hitter. And then very similar to the bottom of the order today, Framie De Leon was in the 7-hole, played second, 1-0, wave and a miss. Evens up the count at 1-1. This man right here, Andy Lugo, played first, hit 8th, and was 0-for-3. And then how about in the 9-hole? Diego Valoria caught that day for the Salem Red Sox. 1-1. He swings and chops it foul, first base side. Moves the count to 1-2.
Yeah, quite a lineup. Crazy to just show how much things change in minor league baseball, especially down at this level, the comings and goings up and down. And sometimes just when you're getting hot, that's when guys will start to go up, or sometimes vice versa. You just never really know.
1-2, Roxon fires. Misses low and outside, evens up the count at 2-2.
I mean, it really does feel like forever ago that Jostingson Garcia was here. And he was such a mainstay.
It really does. It really does. And you had him all, well, really for the majority of last year as well.
Yeah.
2-2. Wave and a miss. He got him strike three. Got him with the breaking ball down and away. And Lugo is retired on strikes as Polanco's third strikeout victim of the afternoon. To the third we go in Salem. Scoreless between the Fred Nets and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nets and the Salem Red Sox. 8-9-1 it goes in the Fred Nets order. Nick Peoples, John McHenry, and Murphy Staley as Elmer Rodriguez Cruz toes the rubber for his third inning of work. There's Peoples from the left side, the starting right fielder. Hits 188 on the year. Had the day off yesterday, but had a big-time two-run single back on Friday. First pitch taken for a strike inside corner at the knees, and the count starts at nothing and one. By the way, so who recorded those billboards for us, by the way? We were talking about this in the pregame. A one, wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and away.
Zach Mackey.
No balls and two strikes, yes. The Red Sox are ready to rock in Salem.
he'd be hurt by that.
No, it's great. 0-2. Just misses low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2. The voice of Virginia Tech men's basketball, Zach Mackey, to sideline for Virginia Tech football. Great broadcasting voice, by the way, which is why he did this for us.
Great mentor of ours as well.
1-2. Breaking ball sails low and away. Evens up the count at 2-2.
I am Zach Mackey.
Exactly. Oh, geez, as we typically say here in Salem.
We really, he's got many catchphrases.
He does, he really does.
He doesn't mean to either.
2-2, swing, get a tipper in the mid of Brannon, and there's strike three. Well, people strikes out, he's ERC's third strikeout victim of the afternoon, and here's John McHenry, the left fielder.
I'll have to clip this and send it to
him. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
By the way, he's terrific at his job. We should
yes, he is.
With that.
Oh, yes. Here's McHenry in the 9-hole for the Fredericksburg Nationals. First pitch from ERC from the bell. Misses low and outside. Count starts at 1-0.
Not only that, he cares about the students, which we really
absolutely
appreciate.
Absolutely.
And you guys hear him more than you think you do.
Yes. 1-0. Taking low and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Scoreless here, top of three, in game six of the six-game set between the Fred Nets and the Salem Red Sox. John McHenry hitting just 123. 2-0, he swings, ropes it up the middle, coming on Nellie Taylor, and he makes the waist-high grab for out number two. Can of corn for Nellie Taylor. Two
yeah,
up, two down.
No problem for one of the best defensive center fielders in the league. He's shown that with a handful of diving catches this year. And makes tough plays look routine sometimes.
Top of the order now, Murphy Staley. Third baseman is 1-for-1 with a single. First pitch winds and fires. Wave and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball. Count starts at nothing and one.
And he got him way out in front of that one. Placed it perfectly, too, because it was in the zone on the outside corner.
Wearing the number 34 in the navy blues. 0-1. Breaking ball caught a strike inside corner.
Is that Bryce Harper?
Exactly. That's what I still think of when I see 34 for the Washington Nationals. No balls, two strikes. He kicks and deals. Swing, get a tipper into the mitt of Brannon. And there's strike three. number four for ERC. And the Fred Nets go down in order. Well, we got a special guest joining us in the home half of the third. General Manager Alan Lawrence hops on the broadcast.
Oh, he's right here?
Oh, here he is, right now.
Right on cue.
Here in Salem. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the third here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Salem Red Sox. Now joined alongside, and we're on camera here, our general manager here in Salem, Alan Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence, appreciate you hopping on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So this is your number. How many years have you been here in Salem running the Red Sox as the general manager?
Oh, so I've been the GM since, well, I became the interim GM in 2019. And later after that season, interim was removed. So first
Very
season
cool.
as GM was 2020.
So you were originally from Roanoke, correct?
That's right.
What made you want to get into being a GM of a minor league baseball team? Here's Framie De Leon. He takes a strike outside corner. Count starts to nothing and one.
I didn't want to get a real job.
Oh, right? I love
so
it.
This is fun. I love being around sports. I love being around the game and all the people. I love what I do.
0-1, misses low and inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. 7-8-9 goes in the order. De Leon, Albert Feliz, and Juan Montero. Well, you do such a fantastic job here at the ballpark, and I think that showed throughout the week. 1-1, he swings and rips it. Straight away center, Christian Vaquero right there. And he'll make the catch for out number one. Well, one up, one down, and here's Big Al. Friday night was tremendous, correct?
That was
first
fun.
Sellout since 2018. Talk about that crowd back on Friday night.
Yeah, that was fun. Carilion Clinic was out here. They had their employee appreciation event. So just by themselves, they filled up over half the stadium. So they're a great group to work with. Brought out a lot of their employees, a lot of their families. Just a great group. And fortunately, we had nice weather for that.
First pitch to Albert Feliz catches the outside corner of the zone. Count starts at nothing and one. What is the most rewarding part of this job to you, do you think?
Honestly, it's just being around the people, the fans. You know, we got a great group of fans, a great staff that takes care of our fans. It's fun. I love being at the ballpark. You know, just being able to walk out the back door and into a baseball stadium every day is pretty cool.
Oh, 2 to Feliz, misses low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2. I got to take you back, I guess, when you first took this job. Here in Salem, how special is this for you personally, being from Roanoke, and to work here in Salem with the Red Sox organization as Big Al swings and misses for strike three?
Yeah, you know, I grew up a Red Sox fan, and when people ask me who my favorite team is, and I tell them, you know, most of them assume that it's the Red Sox because I work here. I grew up a Red Sox fan, so it's really exciting to be a part of the Red Sox family. It's pretty unique to run the team that of the hometown that I grew up in. It's that doesn't happen a lot in our industry, and it's really cool.
Juan Montero pops one up left side. It will fall foul, and the count starts at nothing and one. Ever still get enjoyment seeing young kids run after foul balls and everything, taking home a souvenir and a memory from the ballpark as well?
I love watching the kids. I sometimes question the adults, but I either way, it's fun.
No balls and a strike. Kicks and deals. Taken high inside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Yeah, I mean, it's, for me, growing up in Blacksburg, I grew up going to some of these games. Did you ever grow up, I don't know about coming to this ballpark, but did you go to Kiwanis growing up?
I grew up, yeah, going to Kiwanis. I love that ballpark.
Swing and a miss. 1-2.
You know, I'd love to be able to coordinate having a game back at Kiwanis,
sure.
Like a turn back the clock type game.
Yeah.
You know, with all the cameras and stuff now, I don't know if that's feasible, but I would love to one day. I'm never going to give up on that. I'd love to make it happen.
Well, for those who don't know and are not local, Kiwanis is the old ballpark just down the road. And I believe that at the time Salem Buccaneers or Avalanche moved out in 94 to Salem Memorial Ballpark in 1995. 1-2, he swings and chops it foul, first base side. They were still the Buccaneers at the time?
Still the Buccaneers, okay. Yeah. I grew up going to Redbirds and then Buccaneers games. A lot of fun. It's a great ballpark. It's a great old ballpark. A lot of people don't realize the seats in that stadium came from the old Yankee Stadium, which is
really
cool.
1-2, high inside. Evens up the count at 2-2. Why did you grow up a Red Sox fan, though?
Because my dad was a Red Sox fan, and, just kind of followed in his footsteps. And, I really didn't know any different growing up other than the Red Sox.
2-2, swing, gonna miss, got him, strike three. Well, Mr. Lawrence, luckily we're keeping you on for a half inning.
Let's
another
do
half
it.
Inning, because that was a quick one. 3-3 down frame here in the home half of the third as we go to the fourth in Salem. Scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com. And MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fourth inning on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. Still scoreless between the Fred Nats and the Red Sox. It's game 6 out of 6. The conclusion of a 12-game homestand. Giovanni Heater joined alongside our general manager here with the Salem Red Sox, Alan Lawrence. Alan, appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Enjoy being on the air with you guys.
Of course. Of course. All right. Well, the Fredericksburg Nationals set and ready to take it 2-3-4 in the order. Marcus Brown, Armando Cruz, and Roysmar Quintana. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz maintains the mound for the Sox. Now it is fourth inning of work. The first pitch is on the way. And a fastball misses high and away, 1-0. Alan, got to ask you, what goes into this entire operation when it comes into your staff coming up with the promotions, the 1-0? Fastball sizzles in there on the outer half, 1-1. And putting the plan for a season together.
Yeah, so this season really started like last July. Our sales staff.
1-1, chopper to the right side. It's gobbled up by Montero. He plants his right foot on first for out number one.
Our sales staff started, we got after it selling season tickets for this season, starting in July of last year. We did that through the end of the season. Once we get to the end of the season, we take a little bit of a break just to break down everything and start to winterize the ballpark. And then in October, November, that's when we really start to talk about the promotional schedule, ideas for this year.
First pitch to Armando Cruz, laced through the left side of the infield, a one-out single, and the Fred Nats are in business. Just their second hit of the day after Murphy Staley led things off with a base hit on the first pitch of the ball game.
And then, we spend the whole offseason just getting ready. People ask us all the time, what do we do in the offseason? It must be nice to not have baseball. We're probably busier in the offseason between the hours of 9 and 5 than we are during the season. It's just whatever we don't do today, we can do tomorrow in the offseason. Every day during the season's a new day. So it's once we get to the season, everything's in place. It's the offseason that we do all the hard work.
One ball, no strikes for Roysmar Quintana. One gone with a runner off of first. DRC gathers it at the belt. Kicks and deals the 1-0. Fastball chopped back towards the left side of the infield. Encarnacion gloves it, throws to first, and it gets away from Montero. Now Armando Cruz taken off. He's stopped at third. Runners on the corners as the ball's retrieved towards the tarp. just to the right of first base. Well, Alan, a lot of upcoming promotions. You just had a huge 12-game homestand here in Salem. Team goes on the road for 2.5 weeks. Do you get to kind of take a deep breath for a little bit?
Yeah, we're all, I think our entire staff's looking forward to this next 2.5 weeks. It's not great for business, you know, being – you know, any baseball team wants to be at home on July 3rd or July 4th.
Sure.
Because that's, you know, that's the money maker. That's, you know, going to the ballpark on July 4th is part of growing up, I think. But
right.
Unfortunately, we don't get to do that. But as a result, we're going to, as a staff, we're going to enjoy that time.
Here's Sammy Infante from the right side. First pitch fastball in there for a strike.
So it is kind of crazy. We don't come back home until July 19th.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, between the two-week homestand and the Major League All-Star break, it is going to be nice. Our staff will recover and be ready for when we do come back.
0-1. This is hammered on a line drive to the left field, and it one hops into the mitt of Andy Lugo. Armando Cruz comes in to score. Luckily, it was hit so hard that Royce Mark Quintana couldn't move past second. Sammy Infante, RBI single, and the Fred Nats take a 1-0 lead. Well, you've been here for quite some time, Alan. You've seen so many terrific players come through not only the Red Sox organization, but when you were a kid, multiple organizations with the Salem Avalanche. Get a little bit of lightning way out in the
way
distance. That was crazy. Probably 35 miles away. No danger to us. First pitch to Vaquero. Called a strike. As he tried to pull back the bunt in time, he couldn't. And it's 0-1. First and second, one gone. Of course, the Buccaneers with the Pirates. But who would you say are some of the best guys you've seen come through and play at this ballpark?
Oh, man, that's tough. The list is long. You know what? I remember with the Houston Astros organization, probably the best player that I remember seeing was Hunter Pence.
Okay.
You know, when he hit the ball, it was just harder than everybody else could hit the ball. And he was a lot of fun to watch.
Check swing again, and home plate umpire Richie Arredondo says he went.
With the Red Sox, you know, we've had such a long list of great players come through here since we became a Red Sox affiliate in 2009. Certainly Anthony Rizzo,
yeah.
You know, back early in the early days was awesome.
0-2, breaking ball. This is tipped into the face mask of Brooks Brannan. It stays in front of him. Vaquero just got a piece and stays alive.
You know, Xander Bogaerts was great when he was here. You know, Mookie is probably, like, the best, right, that's ever come through. But he was here. When he was here, he was awesome. He was just here for a shorter period of time, just a couple months. He did get us a championship the year that he was here. You know, again, the list is long. Jackie Bradley Jr.,
sure.
One of the best that I've seen come through here.
0-2, swing and a miss. He got him downstairs with the breaking ball. Two gone with first and second. How about strikeout number 5 for ERC?
But when Jackie was here, you know, we were starting to think he was going to hit 400.
Wow.
I mean, he could get on base. It felt like every time he came at the bat, he was going to get on base. So, you know, we've been fortunate. We've seen a lot of great players come through here. You know, more recently, certainly Devers and Andrew Benintendi and, you know, big names like that are making a name for themselves in the big leagues. And, you know, it's, you know, now, you know, Marcelo Meyer, he's just, you know, he's getting close. And, you know, we got some guys on this team that are going to certainly be seen on TV here in the next couple years.
How about opposing players that just happen to stroll through? Like, remember last weekend we opened with Jackson Holliday, and
yeah.
Now look what he's become.
You know, the one guy that I remember watching, and he just looked different than everybody else, just smoother than everybody else, was Dansby Swanson.
Okay.
I think he was a number one pick, maybe out of Vanderbilt.
I believe he was.
By the Cubs, if I remember.
I believe you're correct. First pitch to Colmenares is fouled back to the backstop. Quickly 0-1. Well, this is good. You get a little bit more time. I know Carter's inning kind of flew by here. Unfortunately, the Fred Nats have taken a 1-0 lead. An E5 against Freely Encarnacion got away at first. Cruz came in to score on Sammy Infante's RBI single. 0-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs. It gets away from Brannan. And free bases for the Fred Nats. They got second and third. Ball at a strike now for Jose Colmenares. He struck out looking first time around. That was back in the second inning. All right, what's it look like when we do come back? July 19th, the return back home for the Salem Sox. A lot more fun promotions coming up throughout the rest of the summer.
Yeah, we're home for a weekend series, the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then we go. Then we start up again on Tuesday for 6 games, so 9 games in 10 days. We got the dinosaur. We got a dinosaur exhibit that's awesome.
Okay.
I mean, it's
1-1 hammered left side. It's caught by Encarnacion, and that's out number three. Well, runners are stranded at second and third for the Fred Nats, but an RBI single from Slammin' Sammy, as they call him, just up the road. That takes a 1-0 lead for Fredericksburg as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Alan, appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, that's our general manager, Mr. Alan Lawrence. Carter returned to the mic when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long on MILB TV.
Thanks for having me.
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park on select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
We're rolling on a steamy Sunday in the bottom of the fourth here in Salem. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV, MILB.com. Sox ready to go top of the order for the second time today. 1-2-3, it's Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. All set and ready to go up against Brian Polanco, now entering his fourth inning of work for the Fred Nats. First pitch to Brannon. He swings, drives one high into the air, deep right field, twisting and turning his peoples. He stops and camps out to make the catch hip high for out number one.
First pitch swinging once again, and I heard you guys saying, where did Carter go? I disappeared in the room next door to hear you and our general manager, Alan Lawrence, go to work. Talked about a lot of good topics.
Yeah, talked about some of the upcoming promotions. We're going to have a dinosaur night shortly after we return, 2.5 weeks from now. That's going to be pretty cool. Here's Nelly Taylor Jr. Breaking ball in there for a strike, outer half. Quickly 0-1. And we were also talking about, I was really curious to pick his brain on some of the best players that he has seen play here. 0-1. Fastball down and away, 1-1. Because he grew up here. Came to Salem Buccaneers games, Salem Avalanche games, both when they were with the Astros, and of course with the Rockies, 1-1. Fastball swing and a miss, 1-2. And of course now with the Red Sox, I mean, you have had a handful of terrific ballplayers come up and through, particularly with the Sox. Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, Andrew Benintendi, Rafael Devers. I mean, the list really is long. Jackie Bradley Jr. Ball and two strikes to pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-2. One gone, nobody on. 1-0 lead for the Fred Nats here in the home half of the fourth with Nelly Taylor Jr. staying again from the left side. He struck out looking his first time up. But I was really curious, too, to see how about the guys on other teams that have come through. He lifts one back towards us on the 2-2 and it stays even.
I heard you say Dansby Swanson. Who else did he say? I missed that part.
That was the only name he had gotten to. I'd say the most impressive I had seen in my 2 years would be
Jackson Holliday
last year to start. That was the opening weekend a year ago. Two balls, two strikes to pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 3-2.
There's a lot of, even in Salem before they were the Red Sox, in their early days of the Red Sox, I'm talking even pre-Mookie, pre-JBJ, pre-Benintendi. Like, there were a lot of big-time names that came through here.
Payoff pitch, hammered right side, and it is foul by about 5 feet down the right field line. Three balls, two strikes, it'll stay, and Nelly working the at-bat.
Never played for the Red Sox, but Anthony Rizzo played here in Salem in the Salem Red Sox' first season. In the Red Sox organization, Matt Holliday played talk about Jackson Holliday. Matt Holliday played here when they were the Salem Avalanche, and he was coming up through the Rockies system.
Right. Payoff pitch. Nelly nubs it back to the net. Continues to elongate this at-bat at 3-2. 235 hitter, three homers, 32 RBI on the season. The Sox, Carter, have yet to register a hit. 9 up, 9 down. Now 10 up, 10 down with Brooks retired. The payoff, fastball hammered to straightaway center field, way high up there, staying in the yard, now towards left center. Coming in, McHenry, and he makes the catch head high in shallow left for out number two.
Luckily, it looks like the rain clouds have kind of dissipated as well. There is some rain in the forecast, but it looks like it's going to be more so post 6 o'clock hour, which hopefully we're all finished up with baseball by then. But the best part about the ballpark is you can see the weather coming your direction if it's coming indeed.
Alan and I were hanging out, and we saw lightning out in the distance. First pitch to Marvin Alcantara. He swings, drives one straightaway center field, chasing back Vaccaro at the track, and he makes the catch about a foot in front of the warning track in dead center. Probably hit it about 390 if I had to guess. Take a look on TrackMan. It was 380 on the dot. Turned on a fastball inside and got a lot of it, but hit it to a defender. 1-0 Fred Nats lead, top of five. After this, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum, preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the fifth on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. Giovanna Heater joined alongside Carter Hill with you on MILB TV and MILB.com. Well, the Sox offense still trying to get things going. They've been retired to this point now, Carter, 12 up, 12 down. And we take things to the top of the fifth, 8-9-1 due up for the Fred Nats. Nick Peoples, John McHenry, then back to the top of the order with Murphy Staley. Nats lead it 1-0. They scored their lone run back in the fourth inning. Two base hits and an E5 resulted in Sammy Infante's RBI single. As a first pitch to Nick Peoples pierces the inside corner on a breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. Peoples, a 182 hitter with a homer and three ribbies, 0-1 pitch. Fastball misses downstairs, 1-1. He struck out swinging first time up. Third out of five strikeout victims for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, working now into his fifth inning for the Sox in his start. ERC gathers at the belt, takes a long look in, winds and fires the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike at the knees, 1-2. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, one-time Oregon Duck commit. Swiped out the neon green for the 1-2 Red Sox. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball down and away. How about six for ERC?
Yeah, the Oregon Ducks, a proud member of the Big Ten Conference.
That's
as of tomorrow.
Going to take some time to get used to.
Especially, the Big Ten, with all due respect to the Big Ten, is not a baseball conference. Now, Oregon and Washington will help out that league quite a bit, but Oregon is one of the proud powers out in the Pac-12.
First pitch to John McHenry, a breaking ball down and in, 1-0. Yeah, the Big Ten not necessarily known for their baseball. I'll tell you what, though. Big Ten football with Oregon and Washington in the mix, and USC and UCLA. It's going to be some fun stuff there. The 1-0. Breaking ball outer half for a strike, 1-1.
It will be. We're talking about that Saturday afternoon slate.
That's going to be October 12th.
Yep, in case anybody out there wants to join us on the couch that day.
The Ohio State Buckeyes will play at Oregon. Turn me up. The 1-1. Breaking ball downstairs, 2-1. You also have Texas and Oklahoma play as SEC foe.
Are they still playing in Dallas?
Yeah.
Are they still playing at the Cotton Bowl?
At the Cotton Bowl, I believe, for the Red River Showdown. Red River Rivalry, I
yeah,
guess it's
I
called
think
now.
They
got rid of shootout, right, as part of the verbiage.
I think
2-1 called a strike, 2-2.
I think it's an interchangeable thing. Like, they use different things. I've heard Red River Rivalry. God, that's a mouthful. Red River Rivalry.
I'm pretty sure 2-2. Swing, and a man's got him with a high fastball. Back-to-back K is number 7 for ERC. I believe they got rid of the Red River Shootout as one of them. That's what it was originally called, but just because of the current nature of with gun violence and everything, rightfully so, they took that out of the title, which I can appreciate. Top of the order, Murphy Staley, first pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike, top of the zone, 0-1.
Mm.
Red River Rivalry is a tongue twister.
That's a tough one.
Great name, though. Probably the best name for a rivalry game in collegiate athletics. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him in front of a slider. 2 strikes against Staley.
Well, Oregon and Oregon State, speaking of Oregon, their rivalry game used to be called the Civil War.
What do they call it now? First, the 0-2. Breaking ball. Misses just high. Looked like he almost rang him up for a second. Arredondo kind of takes that step back.
Yeah, that was a good pitch.
A handsome pitch. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a tipper foul. Back behind home plate just to the left. 1-2.
Civil War is a cool name, though.
It is.
I understand, like, you know, why you may want to move away from it, but, like, that's a cool name right there.
The Iron Bowl's a good one.
Iron Bowl's good.
1-2 for Murphy Staley. Here's the pitch. Fastball crank back up the middle. It's scooped on a backhand by De Leon. Fired a first in time for out number 3. 3 up, 3 down in the 5th for ERC. He's got 7 strikeouts, and the Frednats still lead it 1-0. Home half of 5 on tap when we return. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4 Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Bottom of 5 on tap for you here in Salem. 1-0, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top. It is hot. It is sticky. Humidity is at an all-time high this summer. 72 degrees is the dew point, and it's impacting the ballgame, Carter. We've seen some bats go flying, pitchers struggling to control the ball in their moist hands, and the Frednats are hanging on to that 1-0 advantage in a pitcher's duel. The Sox looking to get things going offensively. 4-5-6 due up. They've been retired 12 up, 12 down to this point. Fraley Encarnacion, Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo looking to spark something for the Sox.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're perfect through 4. Polanco has been very, very sharp. And doing it in effective ways, too. You know, forcing fly balls, inducing groundouts, and struck out 5 so far today. It's been a solid day for the right-hander and Brian Polanco.
First pitch to Encarnacion is a breaking ball called a strikeout or half. Quickly 0-1. Encarnacion owns the second best batting average for the Red Sox at .261, right behind Brooks Brannan. 0-1. Breaking ball called a strike again. Same pitch, same spot. 2 strikes against Fraley. He grounded out to the left side of the infield at short his first time up. 0-2. He swings and misses. Got him with a breaking ball down and away. 3 pitches, another strikeout for Polanco. He's got six, and the Sox now 13 up, 13 down.
Yeah, it's been smooth sailing for Brian Polanco. And you know, for these hitters, for the Cleveland Red Sox, they've seen him once before, which could give them an advantage. But on the flip side, Polanco is somebody who has gone through this entire order and pitched well back on Tuesday.
First pitch to you, 10. Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0.
Pitched well, but has clearly made the adjustments. You know, was really tagged just by the Marvin Alcantara solo home run.
One ball, no strikes to pitch. Fastball cranked back to the netting on the left side. It's 1-1.
The Marvin Alcantara solo homer and then an Antonio Anderson RBI double. But that was it off of Polanco on Tuesday. And then today he's been, I mean, there's not been a single hard hit ball off of him that I can recall. Maybe Brooks Brandon's to an extent out to right, but nothing crazy.
One ball, one strike, one gone, nobody on. 1-0 Fred Nats lead here in the bottom of 5. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball below the knees. 1-2. U10. Strikeout victim number 2 out of 6 for Brian Polanco today. Sox amassed 12 hits on Tuesday, but again, Carter, to your point, most of them came later on in the outing. The 1-2. Fastball high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Other arms that went that day. Mason Denneberg, Moises Diaz, and Rodriguez closed out for the Fred Nats. 2-2 to U10. He swings, drives one, shallow straightaway center field. Underneath it, Vaquero. He camps out and makes a head-high grab for out number 2. I mean, weak contact as well.
Yeah, nothing hit hard. Nothing hit hard.
Balls have been up there for an eternity today.
The good news for the Red Sox is ERC shut down Fredericksburg starting 9 as a whole as well. They just trail by a run. They just need to get a little bit going offensively, momentum-wise.
First pitch to Lugo. Had a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1. Lugo struck out, swinging back in the second. Victim number 3 out of 6. Polanco deals, the 0-1. Swing and a line drive, left side foul. 2 strikes against Lugo. 261 hitter in his own right. League leader in doubles with 21 on the season. Has yet to homer, but has gotten oh so close so many times off the tippy top of the left field wall to his pull side. 19 RBI, bases empty, 2 gone, bottom of the 5th, trailing by a run. Hitless for the Sox, the 0-2. Fastball high and in, 1-2. 3 hits for the Nats. It's resulted in a 1-0 lead. The E5 helped. 1-2. He swings and knifes it foul the opposite way over the net into the seats. First base side and stays alive.
Now, we're still super early, but unrelated, the Kannapolis Cannonballers combined no-hitter last night.
Yes.
In the league.
First one of the second half. 1-2 to Lugo. Fastball misses down and away. A check swing, an appeal, and Pedro Torres out in the field says he didn't go. And it's even up at 2-2.
Ever seen a no-hitter in person?
I have not. Have you?
I don't think I have.
2-2. Swing and a ripper, left side, gloved on a backhand by Staley. Long throw to first is on a dime for out number 3. 15 up, 15 down for the Red Sox offensively. And the Fred Nats are hanging on to that 1-0 lead going to the 6th. You're listening to Red Sox baseball all season long right here on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the park on select nights throughout the 2024 season.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the sixth in Salem, 1-0. The Fredericksburg Nationals on top. Ready to go 2-3-4 in the batting order. Marcus Brown, Armando Cruz, and Royce Marquintana. All set and ready to face off against the Red Sox starter. Now in his sixth inning of work, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Brown's ready, ERC ready, the first pitch. And it's a breaking ball that runs high, 1-0. Marcus Brown up for the third time tonight facing ERC. Third time through. Ground outs twice, once to short, once to first. The 1-0, he swings and tips a breaking ball into the mitt of Brooks Brannon. Evens it up 1-1. Red Sox on the other side, 15 up, 15 down offensively, all thanks to Brian Polanco on the bump. The 1-1, fastball hammered, deep left field, chasing after it towards foul territory, Andy Lugo, and he makes the catch on the warning track while he collides with the wall in left. One gone.
By the way, even though it is the sixth, it's the Fishwick fourth inning. So get up and stretch.
That's right.
Fishwick is dedicated to justice in auto accident, medical malpractice, commercial kitem, and federal criminal cases. Call 540-354-5890 for more information. Fishwick & Associates, lawyers for the people.
From the right side, Armando Cruz, righty on righty, first offering. And a fastball sizzles the outside corner for a strike. Quickly 0-1.
With having Alan Lawrence up here, we forgot to do the Fishwick fourth inning read, so I had to get that in here in the sixth.
0-1. Swing and a miss with a lively crowd as the pitch approached home plate. Cruz is down, two strikes, no balls. Well, he grounded out to the hot corner, and as a base hit in the fourth, he is 1-for-2 today. 1-0 lead for the Nationals, top of the sixth. Out hitting the Red Sox, 3-0. One gone, nobody on. ERC from the belt. Wearing the long sleeves on a hot Sunday. Deals 0-2. Fastball got him down and away. Strikeout number 8 for Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. He's dealing. And there's two gone in the sixth.
He is dealing. Matching the right-hander Brian Polanco toe-for-toe right now. And here comes Juan Rivera. As there is some action in the Red Sox bullpen. I believe it's Francis Hernandez loosening up down the left field line.
Well, ERC's season high in strikeouts is 9. That came against Lynchburg back in April. Last time he had 8 or more, it was on May 7th on the road at Columbia. Interestingly enough, that was 2 days before the last time the Red Sox did not have both Nizan Zanatello and Antonio Anderson in the lineup.
And you don't typically see a starter working at the 6th here in Salem, but ERC's pitch count's in good shape, 67. Matt Duffy went to 82 yesterday. But yeah, Hernandez loosening up in the pen. And just to compare, Brian Polanco's at 64 pitches through 5 perfect frames.
ERC's career high is 10 strikeouts on May 23rd last year against the Fredericksburg Nationals right here in Salem. That was the 2023 season for the Sox. Royce Marquintana from the right side. He looks at his strike on a breaking ball at the knees, and it's nothing at 1. ERC deals the 0-1 pitch. Fastball called his strike, top of the zone. It's nothing at 2. Looking for strikeout number 9 right here with 2 gone as Quintana calls time. And nobody on, a 1-0 lead for the Fred Nats in the top of the 6th. On a steamy Sunday afternoon. It is hot. Over 90 degrees and humid. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Strikeout number 9 for ERC. He continues to deal on the bump and keep the Sox in the game. 1-0 Fred Nats lead. We go to the bottom of the sixth after this. ERC ties his season high with 9, and he's 1 shy of his career high. We'll see if he goes out there for a 7. Bottom of the sixth after this. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history, local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history and 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park, the Salem Museum.
preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the sixth in Salem, a 1-0 lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals, and Elmer Rodriguez Cruz is dealing on the bump. Back-to-back, three up, three down innings, and ERC has tied his season high in strikeouts with 9. He's one shy of his single-A career high with 10. That came on May 23rd last year against Fredericksburg right here in Salem. He had 10 strikeouts. Sox ready to go 7-8-9, bottom of the order. Framy De Leon, Albert Feliz, and Juan Montero all set to dig in. First pitch on the way. And Framy looks at a breaking ball for a strikeout or half. Nothing at one. Brian Polanco, the starter on the hill, now entering his sixth inning of work for the Fred Nats. 0-1. Fastball misses down and in, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. To this point, he has sat the Sox down 15 up, 15 down. He gathers at the belt wearing the road navy blues, kicks and deals, 1-1. Breaking ball hammered to the right side on the ground. Gobbled up by Infante, throw to first in time for out number one.
Again, weak contact all day long. And now bottom of the order, Albert Feliz, Juan Montero. You just kind of need a base runner, right? Feel like you can get a little bit of momentum. Yeah, it's very flat right now.
Saw a no-hitter in Kannapolis of the South Division last night, a combined no-hitter for the Cannonballers. First pitch to Big Al. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Down and away, it's 0-1.
Big Al's rocking the batting gloves today. How about that? Look at that.
Rarely do you see that. Not only that, Al no matter what. I mean, it is hot out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Down nothing and two. He struck out swinging. Strikeout victim number 4 out of 6 for Polanco so far today. He calls time. Big Al, no matter how hot it is, and it is 95 degrees with the humidity right now outside. He wears the long sleeves, long pants. 0-2 to Big Al. Fastball rings him up on the outside corner, strike 3. Wow. 2 strikeouts for Albert Feliz. That's number 7 for Polanco, and he is lights out. 17 up, 17 down.
I mean, we've seen some performances this week on the ball by the Fredericksburg Nationals. Travis Sikora, Arlene Susada, now Brian Polanco.
Insane. Bottom of the order, Juan Montero taps his bat on home plate. The first pitch to the righty. And he looks at a breaking ball below the knees, 1-0. Juan struck out swinging first time up. 1-0 Fredericksburg lead. 2 gone, nobody on. Home half of the sixth, 1-0. Fastball pierces the outer half, 1-1. Montero hitting the Mendoza line exactly. 200 on the dot. A homer and 8 RBI on the year. He's been good this series, 1-1. Breaking ball, misses just a hair high, 2-1. And he's also played more this series than we are used to seeing him play. Had an RBI single in the second last night. Would come around to score again in the seventh. 2-1, breaking ball down and away, 3-1. This is the first time
ball count.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen the Sox ahead in a count.
Making progress.
Making progress. Polanco from the belt. Looking for a strike, offers the 3-1. Fastball tipped to the netting. He got his strike, and the count is full.
Who better to break up the no-hitter than Juan Montero, though? Every single time he's in there, comes through. Single yesterday, third time he's in there this week. RBI triple on Thursday.
Payoff pitch. He swings, knifes it right side, a roller down the right field line for a base hit. Montero hauling around first. It's retrieved in the right field corner. A stand-up double. And the no-hitter has been smashed. 17 up, 17 down, but the 18th man at the bottom of the order comes through.
Just going the other way, kind of flicking it down the first baseline. barely landing fair, rolling down the line, and then Juan Montero just continues, to my point. I mean, every single time he's in the lineup, makes something happen. As there's going to be a quick conversation for Polanco, but double now today. Mentioned the single yesterday, RBI triple on Thursday. That's big time right there.
Well, now you take it to the top of the order. Brooks Brannon, a .339 hitter with two homers and eight RBI. I mean, Carter, you cannot ask for a better guy to be on the bump right now to try and, believe it or not, despite everything, tie this game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've only been down one run this whole time. Here's the replay. Watch this. I mean, just kind of
flicks it the other way like you put it. And how about the aggressive base running, too? He didn't even think about it. Turned around first on a dime, and Montero with a large lead off a second. Two gone, bottom of the sixth. Here's Brannon, top of the order. First pitch. Just pulls the barrel of the bat off his right shoulder as a breaking ball turns down and away, 1-0. .339 batting average, hitless today. He's 0-2 with a flyout and a ground down. 1-0 to Brooks. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Evens it up, 1-1. Brannon did not play yesterday for the Sox. Last outing, had a base hit in the first. He's 0 for his last five at-bats, though, dating back to two games ago. Pick off to second. Montero slides. It just trickles away off the mitt of Sammy Infante, the covering second baseman. Not deep enough or off the infield, so Montero stays put. And to be quite frank, is lucky to be back there at second.
Yeah, if he makes the catch on that play, I think Juan Montero's out at second base.
One ball, one strike for Brooks Brannon. Two gone. Bottom of the sixth. Polanco deals. Breaking ball misses down. Blocked by Coleman Harris. 2-1. Huge at-bat in the ball game here. I take you back to the home half of the sixth on Saturday night, Carter. Very similar situation. The Sox were struggling to hit. Nellie Taylor Jr. was aboard at first. Marvin Alcantara scored him on a single. He was running off of first. Full count. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth, the Sox tied it at one. The 2-1. Brooks looks at a breaking ball inside, and it's 3-1. I mean, this is eerily similar to that situation.
Yeah. Well, you do a first base open. And again, two-out rallies have been the name of the game for the Red Sox as of late. Do a first base open if you want. I don't know if you want to walk them here, but you don't want to give in, certainly.
Looking to salvage a split in the series before going on the road for 2.5 weeks, 3-1. He swings, lifts it high into the air, straightaway center field. Vaquero is under it, and he makes the catch for out number three. Juan Montero, he breaks up the no-hitter as the 18th man to stand in for the Sox, but he's stranded at second after the double down the right field line. It's still a 1-0 Fredericksburg lead as we go to the seventh. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the seventh on a steamy Sunday here in Salem. 1-0 the Nationals on top. The no-hitter has been broken up courtesy of Juan Montero's double down the right field line. It was 17 up, 17 down for the Red Sox offense, but then Juan Montero at the bottom of the order was able to put the Red Sox first hit on the board. They still trail it 1-0. 5-6-7 to up for the Fred Nats, Sammy Infante, Christian Vaquero, and Jose Colmenares. After in the fifth and the sixth, they went 6-up, 6-down, courtesy of Elmer Rodriguez Cruz and his season-high tying strikeout total with 9. He comes out of the ballgame, and a new pitcher is on the hill for the Sox. We will just have to wait to see if ERC can match his career high with 10. Here's Francis Hernandez. The first pitch is swung on and lifted towards the gap, right center field. Way playable for Nathaniel Uten, and he backpedals to make the catch for out number one. First pitch swinging, sits down Infante. It's a good way to start if you're Francis Hernandez coming into a situation, Carter, where really the pressure's on, right? You're trailing by a run. Sure, you're not put into a jam, but you're coming on, and it's almost like at a talent show having to follow an incredible opening act.
That's a great way to look at it.
As a fastball misses down and away for Christian Vaquero, because Elmer Rodriguez Cruz put together one of his best outings of the year. 0-1, swung on, lifted to the left side of home plate. Underneath it, Brannon, and the catcher makes the pinch for out number two.
Little gallop to make the play in Brooks Brannon. Kind of nonchalantly, like a little fister down the third baseline, hung up just long enough for Brooks to kind of ease up on that one and make the play. That's a tough play, though, behind the dish. And here's the replay on MILB TV. Watch this.
A little giddy up in the horse's step, and he's built like a horse, I'll tell you that. Makes the catch. Here's Jose Colmenares from the right side. Hernandez brings home the first pitch. Fastball called a strike, outside half, 0-1. Two gone quickly. You blink, and all of a sudden we're almost ready for the bottom of the seventh, 0-1. Breaking ball hammered left field, way high in the air, underneath it Andy Lugo. Ranges two steps to his left and makes the catch head high for out number three. Well, Hernandez sits him down, three up, three down. That's the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh. Nine up, nine down for the Fred Nats. The Sox defense has been there, looking for the offense to come around in the home half of the seventh. Trailing 1-0, you're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the seventh on a steamy Sunday here in the Roanoke Valley. 1-0, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox. And both pitchers, both pitching staffs, both defenses, whatever way you want to spin it, they're on full display and playing lights out right now. We head to the bottom of the seventh. The Sox with just one hit. It came in the last frame. Two outs. Juan Montero cranked a double down the right field line to break up the no-hitter. It was 17 up, 17 down up to that point. And now the heart of the order for the Sox. Nellie Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Freely Encarnacion, 2-3-4. On the other side, the Fredericksburg Nationals offensively, they have quieted after scoring their lone run on two hits in the fourth inning. They've gone 9 up, 9 down in the 5th, 6th, and 7th. First pitch to Nellie Taylor, a fastball simmers high and away, and the count now 1-0. Well, new pitcher on the hill for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Bubba Hall toes the rubber, the 1-0. Fastball misses high and away, and the count 2-0. He comes on for Brian Polanco, who was sensational in his start for the Fred Nats. Hall deals, 2-0. Fastball clips the top of the zone, 2-1.
Second appearance for Hall in the series. We're back on Thursday. And ending a one-run ball, giving up three hits to the Salem Red Sox.
2-1. This is lifted over the head of the shortstop, down into the left center gap for a base hit. Nelly Taylor rounds first. He wants second. The throw in is not in time. Head first slide. Leadoff double in the seventh for Nellie Taylor Jr.
Nice job by Nelly, just going the other way with the pitch. And I'll tell you what, the Salem Red Sox, this should be new life with the Fred Nats going to the bullpen. You know, like the ready Polanco's out of the game, Hall comes in, you get to see a new arm, and then Nellie Taylor deposits it into left center field, and his speed wills him to second base. Second hit of the day for the Red Sox, and now they're set up for Marvin Alcantara.
Marv digs in from the right side. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of flyouts today. Runner in scoring position with nobody out. Hall gathers at the belt and deals. First pitch. Here's a breaking ball down and away, 1-0. Well, you know Andy Lugo leads the Carolina League in doubles. Teammate of Nellie Taylor Jr. Nellie Taylor had the league lead in doubles for quite some time, about a four-week stretch before Lugo overtook him. 1-0 is a breaking ball that misses high and in. The count now 2-0. And now Nellie Taylor back in the doubles category when it comes to his box score throughout the season. Two balls, no strikes for Alcantara, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away. 3-0. All of a sudden, a walk would put first and second for the Sox and put you in real good position. Hall takes a deep breath, takes a long look in, hanging the right hand over his knee. Now gathers head high and offers the 3-0. Fastball clips the inside corner. Runner takes off, throw down to third. In time, they got him. Tagged him on the left hand with a head first slide by Nellie Taylor. And he's caught stealing at third. That could be costly if you're the Sox, where runs have come at more than a premium today.
A little surprised. I get Nellie's speed, but a little surprised he tried to take third there.
Had 16 stolen bags to that point. Alcantara scolds one into straightaway center field. Vaquero backpedals and makes a head-high catch. You blink, and there's two gone. You thought you were in business, and then some. And now all of a sudden, Fraley steps in with nobody on and two outs.
You know, you get the leadoff double. You get to have a lot of base runners throughout the day. It's a 3-0 pitch, and you try and take third. It's tough.
First pitch, and Fraley scolds this one deep down the left field line, running after it, McHenry, and it's played off the very top of the wall. Throw into second is off target. Ahead first slide, Encarnacion, a two-out double. And you got to think what could have happened. If Nellie Taylor isn't caught stealing, you would have tied the ball game.
Second double of the inning, and off the very top of the wall. That ball just kind of kept on sailing. And Fraley hits the ball so hard that it shouldn't be a surprise. 97 off the bat. Now a big spot for Nathaniel Uten.
Nathaniel Uten, 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout. Five-hole hitting right fielder, looking to put the Sox on the board. Possibly another two-out rally on the horizon. They've been there all week for the Sox.
Well, now even up at three hits on the day for each side. Big spot for Uten.
Uten digs in from the left side. Rests the bat on his left shoulder. Now raises it high. Pink on the barrel. Righty on lefty. First pitch. And he scolds one up the middle. Sliding stop by Infante. Throw to first is high, but in time. Quintana lands back on the bag after going up for it. And the Sox strand a runner at second. It's still 1-0. We go to the eighth. Fred Nats on top. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball all season long right here on MILB TV.
Do you want to rep the Red Sox all year long? Check out the team store located down the first base side of the concourse at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You can find hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and so much more. They even have Boston City Connect jerseys in stock. Check out the team store or head to MILBstore.com to secure your Salem Sox gear today. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Top of the eighth in Salem, a 1-0 lead for the Fredericksburg Nationals. The Sox have amassed three hits, all coming in the sixth and the seventh inning. All three of them doubles, but they've yet to get on the board. Three hits apiece. The Nats lead it 1-0. They scored their lone run on two hits and an error in the fourth inning. the Nats have been retired 9 up, 9 down in the last three innings combined. It's 8-9-1 due up in the order. Nick Peoples, John McHenry, and then flipping back to the top with Murphy Staley. Francis Hernandez on the bump, second inning of work for the Sox, and the first pitch to Peoples is swung on and drubbed foul right side, 0-1. Peoples 0-for-2 with a pair of swinging strikeouts today. Francis Hernandez kicks and deals, 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball called a strike in her half. Quickly two strikes against Peoples. 1-0, Nats on top. Red Sox defense has been there. On the other side, the 0-2, breaking ball high and away, and the count now 1-2. What did I say? Are you trying to tell me it's the eighth inning?
It is the eighth inning.
What did I say? One ball, two strikes. Now I'm confused. 1-2 to Peoples. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout for Hernandez. What did I say it was?
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
Oh, my God. That's.
It's the last day of the homestand. I just wrote 8 down and showed it to you.
I'm so confused. I'm so sorry. Carter's supposed to be doing play-by-play. First pitch to McHenry. Fastball down and away, 1-0. All right, take it away. I'm sorry. Totally my bad.
No. Here's John McHenry from the left side. He is down in the count. 1-0, the pitch. And it sails high outside. Moves the count to 2 balls and no strikes.
I owe you an at-bat.
It is the last day of a 12-game homestand. Well, I understand.
You'd think I'd have it together by now.
0-for-2 on the day is McHenry. Here's the 2-0 as he kicks and deals, and he swings and wraps it down the left field line. It falters foul, and it moves the count to 2-1.
I owe you an at-bat.
No, it's 1 at-bat. Trust me, I promise. Totally okay. All I wrote down, because nobody at home could see what I was doing, I just wrote down 8 and circled it 2-1. Is taking low and inside. Moves the count to 3-1. Thinking, oh, yeah, 8th inning. But no, you said, what did I say? No, you said nothing wrong, my friend. 3 balls and a strike, kicks and deals, and it's called a strike outside corner at the knees. Scott fills up at 3-2.
I was like, number 8? I was like, number 8's Juan Montero. I was like, that's Hernandez pitching. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's still a 1-0 game. Top 8 here in Salem. The Fred Nats lead at 1-0. 3 hits for each side. The Red Sox, with a victory, they'll have split the 6-game set. Hernandez on the bumper, second inning of work. 3-2, misses low and in, and there's ball 4. Well, a 1-out walk to McHenry, and back to the top we go for Murphy Staley, the third baseman. Strikeout, a walk, and now Staley. And if you're the Red Sox, you got to try and keep this at a 1-run game. The offense has not done much today. 3 hits, and to your point, all extra base hits from the 6 on. First pitch from the stretch. He swings, chops at third base side. It trickles foul. And the count starts at 0-1. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz got the start. 6 innings of 1-run ball. The run, though, was unearned. 3 hits, a run. He was unearned. 9 strikeouts to 0 walks. Francis Hernandez, an inning and a third. A walk and a strikeout so far. Throw to first. Sails high, but what a stop by Juan Montero. And we'll reset. Staley is 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a bounce out. The Fred Nats got a run in the fourth, and that's all that's stood so far. 0-1 from the belt, runner takes off, swing and a miss, throw it onto second, will be not in time, and it gets away from Framie De Leon, and I believe it hit off his left shoulder as he kind of grimaces holding it as it trickles into shallow right center, but Staley stays put, and the count's 0-2. Here's the replay on MLB TV. Yeah, hit off that left shoulder of Framie De Leon. So McHenry off a second, and here's the 0-2 to Murphy Staley. Really a key AB here in this contest. A base hit could make this a 2-0 ball game. 0-2, rocks and fires, runner takes off, it misses inside and to third easily, and then hit off his... Nubbing, yeah, hit off the very bottom of the bat. It's a foul ball on a slight check swing. So McHenry has to head back to second.
I can't get over
that. Slightest of excuse me swings and hit off the very bottom of the bat. I just thought it was funny when I said eight circle and you said, what did I miss?
I feel like a jerk. I'm sorry.
No. 0-2. Breaking ball sails low and outside. Moves the count to 1-2.
It's kind of like when, like, if you're at work and they tell you you can go home early. Granted, I should have been ready to go home. It was no longer my time. But I was just, like, going with the flow. And then I don't know. It's kind of a nice surprise.
Trust me, I understand. I've been there before. Off a second, John McHenry, the 1-2 to Murphy Staley. He swings, grounds at third base side, foul.
I'm kind of surprised that's never happened before.
Me too, actually, because you get in a little bit of a flow and, like, you're kind of lose track of, like, you say the correct inning, but you lose track of where we're at in the game.
You know how we talk about the flow state?
Yeah.
I was feeling good. I felt like I had a decent outing today. And
yeah.
I was feeling good, and all of a sudden just forgot it was time to switch.
Final game of the 12-game homestand.
You'd think by now we'd have it figured out.
This is, what, game number 39 at home this season.
It's crazy, man. We're already almost – we're over halfway done.
I know. It really is insane.
Kind of sad.
1-2. Called strike three outside corner. Froze him on the outer half of the knees, and a big-time strikeout for Hernandez, and there's two down.
That is big time right there. Sox need the defense to keep up, give this offense a chance, and you're going to look at those three doubles, man, and just be like, what went wrong?
Sure.
Got to try and get a run on the board, but first you got to freeze them defensively.
Well, a quick meeting on the top of the bump as here's Marcus Brown, the designated hitter. Brooks Brandon, Francis Hernandez, and Juan Montero come out to have a conversation. And Montero likely is in there because Brandon, native English speaker, Francis Hernandez more on the Spanish side of things. Juan Montero from Puerto Rico is fluent in both. A nice tool to have in the infield for the Salem Red Sox.
And we know our friend Brooks from North Carolina doesn't speak a lick.
Well, I saw yesterday we were down there shooting something with him. And he was saying, pelota, pelota. First pitch. He swings, lines it right side, past the leaping De Leon into right for a base hit. Around third, McHenry. Throw to the plate will be. It's dropped by Brooks, and it's not in time. Oh, my gosh.
They had him. They had him hosed.
He was dead to rights at the plate. It goes down as an RBI single for Brown, and it's now 2-0 in the eighth.
They had him gunned by U10. What a throw. To the
one
left.
One hopped up the third baseline. Perfect throw, and just couldn't hang on.
That's one Brooks is going to wish he had back, but it's one of those plays you just got to shake off. And now a two-run deficit feels like an eternity in this game.
Here's Armando Cruz from the right side. First pitch kicks and deals. Check swing, misses low and in. And they'll appeal to first. He did not go around, according to Pedro Torres. Count starts at 1-0. And you feel for Brooks, too, on that play a little bit.
Sure. I mean, our relationship with him, of course, just takes it so seriously in all the right ways, right?
1-for-3 day for Cruz. Does have a single. 1-0, runner off from first. Wave and a miss. Throw down to second. Will be not in time. Skip him into the mid of De Leon. Stolen bag for Marcus Brown. And the count's 1-1. So, yeah, Nathan Utena, perfect throw. One hopping into the mid of Brandon. About two steps up the third baseline. Quite frankly, John McHenry was still about 3/4 of the way down the line. Like, it was not going to be a close play at the plate. Nonetheless, that's baseball. 0-1 to Cruz. Kicks and deals. Misses low and outside. And it moves the count to 2-1.
How about this conversation, Carter? Just saw this on Twitter. Jeff Passan says if the Red Sox enter July in command of a playoff spot or in contention for a playoff, I would argue in contention. Command is a strong word because they're right there on the wild card line.
2-1. He swings and drubs it. Goodness gracious, what the backspin just happened as Hernandez just tags out Cruz for out number three.
What the backspin.
That was insane right there.
We've seen that twice this week.
And that's how the inning comes to a close. As we move to the home half of the eighth in Salem, 2-0. The Frednets on top after the Marcus Brown RBI single. Here's the replay of this on MILB TV. Look at the backspin. nubbed it down the first baseline and just spun right to Francis Hernandez, who made the tag himself for the third out of the frame. 2-0, Sox trail. We'll step aside and come right back on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
Salem Red Sox fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invite you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own, and their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
I'm out of the eighth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-0. The Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox. As it goes 6-7-8 in the Red Sox order. Andy Lugo, Framy De Leon, Albert Feliz. First pitch. He swings and pops it up right back towards us, and it falls about 5 feet in front of us foul. As the count starts at 0-1. Bubba Hall back on the bump for his second inning of work. Scoreless frame back in the seventh yielded two base hits. So one misses high at end. Evens up the count at 1-1. So yeah, the Fred Nats get a run in the top of the eighth on a Marcus Brown RBI single. The inning ends on a one unassisted. 1-1 takes it high at end. Two balls and one strike. Little nubber down the first baseline. And it backspins all the way back to Francis Hernandez. 2-1, taken for a strike outside corner right at the belt. And it evens up the count at 2-2. Rolls right to Hernandez, and he lays down the tag himself on the speedy Armando Cruz. 2-2, winds and fires. He swings, grounds it up the middle. What a stop by Hall. He flips to first, and there's out number one. Fielded it on the short hop. It's a 1-3 putout. And here's Framy De Leon, the second baseman. Did he field it in between his legs? Let's see on the replay. No, just to the left of him. Nonetheless, a nice play by the pitcher. And here's De Leon from the left side. 0-2 on the day. A fly out and a bounce out. First pitch. He swings and lifts it. Down the third baseline. It falls foul. And the count starts at 0-1. Remy De Leon playing second base today for the Salem Red Sox. Salem has three hits, all extra base hits. Juan Montero, Nelly Taylor, Fraley Encarnacion. The Fred Nats, two runs in the contest, one in the fourth, one in the eighth. 0-1, he swings and rips it right center field. On the run, Christian Vaquero to his left at the track, and he makes the tumbling catch for out number two.
Now all of a sudden the ball's being put in play a heck of a lot harder, but the defenders are holding strong here with the Fred Nats.
Sammy Infante RBI single in the fourth, and Marcus Brown ribby single in the eighth. Sox have threatened a little bit with those doubles, but for the most part have been pretty quiet between Polanco and Hall. First pitch to Big Al, swing and a miss. Scout starts at 0-1. Right through a breaking ball. Albert Feliz, the designated hitter, is 0-2 with two Ks. One swinging, one looking. 0-1, misses low and outside. Evens up the count at 1-1. Just in case Juan Montero's on deck. 1-1 from the belt. He swings and rips it down the left field line. It falls foul on top of the Roanoke Times Pavilion. And the count's 1-2. Big Al wearing the sunglasses with the black batting gloves as well. The red sleeves and the stirrups look on the bottom half. 1-2. Misses high and outside on the fastball. Evens up the count at 2-2. Quintana and Fonte Vaquero do up in the ninth for the Fred Nats. They'll try and increase what could be a 2-0 lead. But the Red Sox trying to at least cut into it here. 2-2 to Big Al, and he swings and crushes it. Deep left field, moving back McHenry at the track, at the wall, it's gone. Number 7 for Albert Bailey's. And it's a 2-1 ball game here in the 8th.
Well, a little tease for our interview with Big Al coming up, by the way. 107 off the bat, 361-footer. An A-bomb, as we call him here in Salem. And a little tease, he said nothing feels better than hitting those. Got 7 of them.
That one just barely left the yard
that was,
as well.
That was probably his least no-doubter of a home run.
There's Juan Montero, first pitch. He sees a strike outside corner, and the count starts at nothing and one. 1-for-2 day for Montero. A strikeout and a double. 0-1 from the belt. He swings and drubs it right side on a hop Quintana. He races to first, and there's out number 3. But the Sox get a run. Albert Feliz's solo shot makes it a 2-1 game. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
What's up, Red Sox fans? Be on the lookout for Bark in the Park Nights all season long at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Our upcoming Bark in the Park Nights are Wednesday, May 22nd, Tuesday, June 4th, Saturday, June 29th, and Saturday, July 30th. Bring your canine companion out to the ball game and help the Red Sox in their campaign against the Carolina League. For tickets all season long, head to MILB.com/Salem/tickets. Bark in the Park. On select nights throughout the 2024 season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's not too late to get your 2024 season tickets. Don't miss out on any of the Carolina League chaos at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Full season, half season, and quarter season tickets are still available from strike zone seats, field level, and upper level. We have you covered from every angle of the action. To purchase your 2024 Salem Red Sox season tickets, visit the front office, give us a call, or visit MILB.com/Salem/tickets. This is Boston's Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Well, we got a photo finish here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. 2-1, the Fredericksburg Nationals on top of the Salem Red Sox in Game 6 of this 6-game set. Alongside Javon Heater, Carter Hill, on behalf of the Salem Sox, so thrilled you can join us wherever you may be tuning in on your Sunday afternoon. 4-5-6 to go in the Fred Nets order as the new pitcher C.J. Wines will toe the rubber for the Red Sox. Comes in with an 0-2 record, a 4.64 ERA. This is appearance number 18 and does have 3 saves to his credit. First pitch to Quintana, rocks and fires. He swings and rifles it foul down the first baseline. And the count starts at nothing and one. 21 and a third innings pitched, 28 strikeouts to 15 walks. 0-1 from the stretch. C.J. Wines kicks and deals. Slider called a strike outside corner. Quickly 0-2. Former 6th-round pick out of Western Kentucky in 2023. And a native of the state of Illinois. 0-2. He swings, grounds it left side. On a hop is Encarnacion. Scoops, throws across to first, and a bullet for out number 1. 5-3 put out. Here's Sammy Infante, the second baseman. Infante is 1-for-3. A single, a strikeout, and a flyout. The Red Sox, they need to keep this at a 2-1 ball game. Give themselves a shot with the top of the order coming up in the home half of the night. Albert Feliz's solo shot makes it a 1-run game. First pitch misses high and away. Count starts at 1-0. So Lions for the Red Sox today. Omar Rodriguez-Cruz got the start. 6 innings of 1-run ball. It was unearned, though. 9 strikeouts, tied a season high, 1-0. In the dirt it goes. 2 balls and no strikes. Francis Hernandez, 2 innings, 1-run ball in relief. A hit, a run, it was earned. A walk and 2 strikeouts. Marcus Brown had the RBI single off of him. And now it goes to C.J. Wines. 2-0. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right. To his left, Nathaniel Uten camps under it and makes the catch for out number two. Two up, two down. And here's Christian Vaquero. The Red Sox with a victory would split the six-game set. Should the Frednets win this afternoon? Be the first time in the month of June the Sox have lost a series. Taking place on the last day of June here in Salem, Virginia. First pitch to Vaquero from the bell. Swing, get a miss. Count starts at nothing and one. And the Red Sox hit the road for 2.5 weeks, partly, in fact, because of the All-Star break. But the Salem Fair is coming to town. They have completely taken over the parking lot here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-1, wave and a miss. Got a slider load away. Quickly 0-2. Largest free fair in the state of Virginia, and it's a pretty good-sized attraction. A couple roller coasters, Ferris wheels, you name it. Right here at the yard. 0-2 winds and fires. He swings and drubs it right side. It trickles foul. And Vaquero remains alive. Just in case, Jose Colmenares is on deck. He's 0-3. And do it for the Red Sox in the home half. Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor, Marvin Alcantara. 0-2 winds and fires. He swings and pops it up. Third base side. It falls foul. And Vaquero remains alive. Again, no Nizan Zanatello, no Antonio Anderson today. So a whole new group at the top of the order for the Red Sox. 0-2, kicks and deals. He swings and chops it right side. Charging De Leon, gloves, flips to first, and it's just in time for out number three. Three up, three down go the Frednets, and it's the final hope for the Salem Red Sox as the top of the order comes to the plate. We'll step aside and come right back. You're listening and watching Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Learning at the Salem Museum is fun. Native American and African American history. Local school history.
So you can visit the museum and relive some of those memories.
Local sports history. And 60 summers of fun at Lakeside Amusement Park. The Salem Museum. Preserving 300 plus years of history, art, and sports in Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit the Salem Museum, where time travel is free. Open 10 to 4, Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send you back up to the booth.
Home half of the night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia. And hello, everybody. This is our setup here on the third floor at Salem Memorial Ballpark as it's the final hope for the Salem Red Sox as it goes 1-2-3 in the order. Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor, and Marvin Alcantara. Stephen Langdon behind the camera as well, wearing the Mardi Gras beads from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up with those, Steve? Nice.
What'd he say?
Josh put them on him.
Oh, I see, I see.
There you go.
I see. Well, this is our setup up here. You got the popcorn, some pink lemonade, some Bojangles from earlier, and a bottle of water to treat the voice after 12 games of baseball in 13 days.
Oh, they're going to win it. They're going to walk it off.
Walk-off fashion here in Salem. Got a handy-dandy baseball to toss in the air. Keeps us going, and it's a cool deal here in Salem. Well, Merrick Baldo is the new pitcher on the bump for the Frednets, looking for save number four of the 2024 campaign. Brooks Brannon, Nelly Taylor Jr., and Marvin Alcantara. Here's Brooks from the right side. He's 0-3 on the day with two flyouts. And a bounce out. First pitch, he swings and chops it. Right side, trailing in Infante. Fields on the back end, throws to first. And there's a quick out number one. 4-3 put out, and here's Nelly, the center fielder.
Very rare hitless day for Brooks.
Yes. Well, Baldo, 0-1, 4.55 ERA, 24th appearance, 29 and two-thirds, 35 strikeouts to just overall so far this year. 9 walks, that's pretty good. Here's Nelly. First pitch. Misses low and in. And the count starts at 1-0. Second appearance of the week for Merrick Baldell. Tossed a scoreless frame. Back on Friday. A victory for the Fred Nats. 1-0. Takes it low and in. Moves the count to 2-0. Had two strikeouts in that one. Did not yield a base hit. Former 17th round draft pick by the Nationals in 2023. 2-0. Check swing. Doesn't matter. It's a strike. Inner half on the fastball at the knees. And it's 2-1. Nelly 1-for-3. A strikeout, a flyout, and a double back in the 7th. 2-1. There's a strike outside corner. Right at the knees on the fastball. And it evens up the count at 2-2. It's borderline. Borderline. And Nelly didn't appreciate the call and may have had a slight bit of a case there. Richie Arredondo behind the dish. Right back to work. Here's the 2-2. Kicks and deals. And he takes it high and in. Count fills up at 3-2. Oh, man, if you can get Nelly Taylor on base, that'd be crucial. Because that could turn into a double, if you will, with his speed. 3-2. Jack Swingy did not go, and there's ball four. A one-out walk. And the time runs on base. Well, here's Marvin Alcantara. Starting shortstop is 0-for-3 in the 3-hole today for the Salem Red Sox. Three flyouts, one to right, and two to Christian Vaquero in straightaway center. Off of first, Nelly Taylor, first pitch. Breaking ball sails high and away. And the count starts at 1-0. You would think that Nelly, at some point in this AB, is going to take off.
Sure, especially because that would get you out of the double play ball.
Yes. Throw to first, not inside. And the Fred Nats are thinking right along those lines. That also puts the tie and run in scoring position. In this case scenario, I think you maybe take the risk. Fraley Encarnacion on deck. 1-0 to Alcantara. Misses high and in. Moves the count to 2-0. Again, the walks for Baldo have not been the issue. Just 9 walks on the year coming into today. But behind the count 2-0 here after walking Nelly Taylor. 2-0 from the belt. He swings, lines it right side. It's going to get down for a base hit. Nelly stops at second. Loop single for Marvin Alcantara. And the tie-in run is in scoring position for Fraley Encarnacion.
This is big. This is big time. Winning run is on first.
Brings up Encarnacion. And we're going to see a quick meeting on the bump as well. As Justin Lohr, the pitching coach, will come out and have a conversation. Tie runs at second, winning runs on first, and Fraley comes in at 1-for-3 on the day. Ground out, strikeout, and a double. Starting third baseman, a very capable bat. The double earlier today, yesterday smoked a double down the left field line that rolled into the corner. Should he do that here, the Red Sox are going to come away as walk-off winners. Taylor with blazing speed at second. Alcantara also can run off of first. Well, the meeting ceases. Colmenares directing instructions to his infield. And here's Fraley from the right side. 2-1 Sox trail, home half of the ninth in Salem. 5 hits on the day for the Red Sox. 4 for the Fred Nats. First pitch from the belt. Breaking ball misses high and away. Count starts at 1-0. Nathaniel Ten is on deck. Middle of the order for the Red Sox. 1 ball, no strikes. He winds and fires. He swings and pops it up. Shallow right. In the infield it is. There's Sammy Infante, and he makes the catch route number 2. Just like that, the Sox down to their final out.
Well, we've seen crazier things happen. All it takes is putting one in play.
Nathaniel Uten, the right fielder, is 0-for-3. A strikeout, a flyout, and a ground out. Sox trail it by 1. Nelly Taylor off of second. Marvin Alcantara's at first. First pitch winds and fires. Misses low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. The outfield plays at middle depth, trying to throw out the runner Taylor at the plate. But he can run. SoCal Contra. 1-0 kicks and deals. In the dirt it goes. Two balls and no strikes. Andy Lugo lurks in the on-deck circle. If you walk, you 10 here. The winning run is going to be in scoring position. Two balls, no strikes. He winds and fires. Misses high and away. Three balls and no strikes. Baldo trying to find the zone. Uten at 231. Five homers, 28 ribbies. Do they turn him loose? The 3-0. Taken outside, throw to second. Not in time, and it's called a strike. Moves the count to 3-1. We mentioned the 0-for-3 day. Uten just kind of feels due for the Red Sox. Got the day off yesterday. Was also 0-for-4 on Friday. 3-1. He swings, lines it up the middle, off the glove of Cruz. It gets away. Nellie Taylor to the plate. Throw there is going to be in time to end the game. Oh, my goodness.
He had the red light, too.
He did.
He ran through the red light.
It took the glove of Cruz off of his left hand. Watch this. Line drive. Hit off his glove, deflected away, ran through the stop sign,
oh,
throw to the
man.
Plate on
it
a hop.
Wasn't even close.
And it's in time to end the game. Oh, gosh. That is a brutal way to end the series. But.
I've been there. Intramural softball.
You were there last week.
I was there last week. Rounding third, as everyone said, don't go.
Oh, gosh.
Man, that's a brutal way to end a homestand.
Yeah,
right there.
The final score, Fredericksburg 2, Salem 1, as the Fred Nats take 4-6 from the Salem Red Sox, and the Sox lose their first series in the month of June. Well, Mr. Heater, we're about to leave the area for 2.5 weeks. Same with the Red Sox. They're going to hit the road for 6 in Lynchburg. Monday through Saturday series, 2 days off, and then 6 on the road against the Downeast Wood Ducks in Kinston, North Carolina before the All-Star break, and the Sox return home for a 3-game set from July 19th to 21st. Any final thoughts? That was a tough one today.
Tough one, tough way to end it. They played a lot of great baseball in the last 2 weeks. They really did. Excited to see what they do. Lynchburg's really, really good. Lynchburg's kind of had Salem's number. They've been that team this year that is had their number. The Sox have lost 5 of 6 both times that they've played the Hillcats. So this week's going to say a lot about how things are going to start to shake out in the second half, Carter.
It's a tough one indeed as the Red Sox fought a 38-37. Overall, in the second half of play, they fought a 4-5, kind of quietly too after a strong start. The Fred Nats improved to 41-34, and they improved to 6-3 in the second half of play in the Carolina League North. Oh, once again, your final score. The Fredericksburg Nationals win it 2-1 over the Salem Red Sox and take 4 of 6 in this 6-game set. For everyone in the production room to our right, for Will Howell, Wild Bill, and I'll tell you what, he's about to go out in the wild. Because he's
about
going to
go out in the wild for 2.5
exactly,
weeks.
Exactly, exactly, exactly.
It's going to get real wild. We're going to have a hard time rallying him back in to get
domesticated again. We're going to have to wrestle him back in. You're going to have the whole fishing pole and everything. Like, come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. Back out from the wild. Here we go. Appreciate all he does behind the scenes. Stephen Light did our audio video production manager. For Giovanni Heater, my broadcast partner, I'm Carter Hill, signing off from Salem Memorial Ballpark in Salem, Virginia, where the Sox fall 2-1. Have a great afternoon, everybody, and we'll talk to you on July 19th.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.